Title: Reno and the Wi-Fi Cows of Kasumu. In the year Xuanwang 45, the world had spun itself into a dazzling web of technology, and Africa was no exception. Drones buzzed like oversized bees in the sky, delivering packages to remote villages, and solar-powered robots tilled the fields. Even the ancient baobab trees in Malawi had digital sensors that monitored weather patterns, though the elders still insisted they could smell the rain before any gadget could. Reno, a spirited 12-year-old with hair that seemed to have a life of its own and a backpack bursting with snacks and holographic comics, sat by the window of a sleek maglev train zipping through Malawi's lush countryside. The train was a marvel, smooth as silk, faster than a cheetah, and powered by a solar grid so efficient it could probably toast a loaf of bread mid-journey. He watched in awe as virtual billboards floated in the air, advertising everything from AI-assisted farming tools to Wi-Fi cows, genetically engineered to send health updates directly to farmers' phones. "Moo signal strong," one ad proclaimed, with a grinning cow donning a satellite collar. Reno snorted. "Even the cows have better internet than I do," he muttered. His mother, ever wise and nurturing, had sent him on this journey to the remote village of Kam Kasungu, a rite of passage meant to ground him in his roots and introduce him to the sprawling family he had only ever seen through hologram calls. The train bustled with life. Passengers chatted, their conversations blending the old and the new. A grandmother bragged about how she once outdanced a robot at a wedding, while a teenager argued with his AI assistant over the best route to the village's digital market. Laughter rippled through the cabin like a wave, each story funnier than the last. One man told of a mischievous goat that learned to unlock smart home doors, while another recounted how his cousin accidentally sent a love letter to the wrong person using an auto-translate app. When the train finally glided into Kasungu, Reno stepped onto the platform and was instantly enveloped in a whirlwind of warm embraces and toothy grins. His cousins, aunts, and uncles seemed to be a never-ending parade of joy, each one eager to tell him something hilarious or outrageous. The village itself was a beautiful blend of tradition and technology. Thatched huts stood proudly beside solar charging stations, and a group of children played a game of digital hide-and-seek using augmented reality goggles. The community's pride wasn't just in how tech had shaped their lives, but in how they had shaped the tech. Designing apps to predict crop yields, creating holographic storytelling nights, and even developing a translator for the village's rare dialect. But what struck Reno most wasn't the gadgets. It was the laughter. It echoed from every corner, louder than any drone or smart speaker. As he sat by the fire that evening, surrounded by family trading stories about clumsy AI assistants and rebellious Wi-Fi cows, Reno realized something profound. Technology might connect the world, but it's humor that connects hearts. And as the stars blinked above, ancient and unchanging, Reno smiled, ready to forge bonds not just through glowing screens, but through the shared universal language of laughter.